Shir Yud and Bava Basrot, continued Chof Chesel Haytov Shalom Tess, September 20th, 1979, on Thursday, continued.
So you have that, you see in parentheses. So because that was a girl and Yimon. Bishayish Bodhuke would also Lishminon, Bishayish Bodhuke, Abishnu Bishay Bodhuke would also Lashminon, Bishay Bodhuke Babram, Rotsu. So the Yimon gives a teretz according to that girl. He asked me to give the Huke Babram Rotsu, Hapamine, Shay Bodhuke after Rotsu Namelo. What does it mean after Rotsu Namelo? But they agreed. And Kolom Yode, the answer is agreed and Kolom Yode. But since in the agreement they didn't spell out the nature of the Mechitze, so one could say, I meant not the Mechitze of Gude, but the Mechitze of Nisipes. Komash, that even by Chotza Sheim Bodhi Dechloke, but if they did agree, even though they didn't spell out the nature of the Mechitze, so they still are Mechuyev to build a real Mechitze in case of Shalom. So, according to one Gilse, the same kasha that Teisus asks and the teretz that Teisus gives is really mentioned by the Gemara itself. Alright. Now, the other Teisus, Veime Mai Mechitze Plukte, before a Shri Mishum Daloshin Gude, Yishkam Kushis, Ki the Torah Bissom, Vifich Adechik, the Torah Mechitze Plukte, Abel Gal Vichol Mokim, Hal Mechitze Kli. Now, the Teisus, Veime Zakeis Obemz, Pshit, Rimando Oma, Gude, Porich, so this kasha, directed against the Loshin that Mechitze means good. Boy, call on a pure head of the camel. The Shikno as is good a car, Hikno Zek Moise, who pshitted the Emsa, Abo the Mandoma, Pluk the Isra Lameima, Salda the Hamine, the Mishim has a Kriye, Yeshli, Messiah, the Binina Kaiser, Abo in the Witness, the Helke Mishilka. So Taysa says that this Kasha be more. Bemsa Kesa, Bemsa, Pshitesis of a Poshut, is only directed against the Mandoma who says that Mechitzim is good. So Mimele, the Chiyuv of building a Mechitze, according to Mandoma, that Mechitze is good as a Mechitzek. So the Chiyuv, the obligation of building a Mechitze, is grounded in a mutual agreement, in economy only. So Mimele, the Gemara is the Kasha, since there is no vested right in hearing in each shute to force the other shute to build the mechitze, but the obligation is grounded in their concern in konami yodei. So why does the Tana have to tell us that the emtza naturally, if it's konami yodei, so it has emtza avu mandoma plukte. So if we say plukte, so then the rotsu is only necessary to set up a chluke in the piece of land. But once a chluke is set up, so then they can force each other, not because of any agreement, not because of any other thing, but because of the vested right inherent in each of them. So the mele, we could say, Avamandama Chluke, Yisrael Lemeima, Saul Gaya Chamish Vezikriye, Yeshu Yisayira Bibinyan HaKeser, Avol Eimloi, Livneis, Bichelkei Bishvilkach. So one could have something I thought, that since the Chiyu, the Schus Kviye, is based upon the Aloche, that Hezek Kviye, Yishmei Hezek, so in the Mele, I could say that if Ruvei wants to have a Mechitzi, to be protected against Hezek Kviye, but Shimon is not interested. So then, Shimon can only be forced to share the expenses, but as far as the Mokei, Shimon could say to Reuven, now that, I'm not sensitive to Ezekiel, you are. So you build the Mechitze on your own grounds. Toshma, the Hey Begino, the Kama Maskin on the Oikama, the Hey Begino Stam, Kimokim Shenoa Gulikidom, Hilka, Daik Shabir, there's a Kriya Shmehes. Now that's the Moshna Gemara. The Gemara says that by Biko is Tam Biko is Kimokim Shaloino Agulikidom, unless there is a definite practice prevailing in a particular place to build the Mechitz. Otherwise, they cannot negate each other to build the Mechitz. But I do know, so without any minhag, so then, it's kimokim sheno adon. So the implication of that gemara is, suppose it's in mokim sheno adon shalom there, then by Dino, he cannot force him to build. But that's not just a double portion. There are many Rishayim say that, but the Rishayim say that by Dino, even if there is a minhag, not the build, he can still. So we have a machlekes Rishayim in regard to Chotzer, and we have a machlekes Rishayim in regard to Dino. Now let's see what the Rosh says. That's the sixth line from the top, in the first column, an omen base. Umasinon perush masnisin, the chin stam dino kimok shinoa goyi edom. Umechayvus, avo stam diko kimok shinoa goyi edom, umechayvus. Vite stam dino, avo mokim shinoa goyi edom, umechayvus. That's the sheet of the Rosh. Vyeish mifoshi, the oadid mechotza, vi mokim shinoa goyi edom, umechayvus. Do chazin aliyo dino fi shezeke deriya begino atvein mechotza. ומישהו מחוץ לגודד, ועשה לזה כפר לחוצה מגינו מיד, ואם כן מסליס נער ויחדושו, שאין לו מין הגיודו. So the Rosh mentions the Dova Poshuk, that by Gino, if in Ekshaloi Ligdei, then there is certainly no source of it. But in Ekshaloi Ligdei is in connection with Chotza. So he says, one day, that the Chotza Mokim Shenor Mishaloi Ligdei is in the Chayven Eisei, because Chotza could not be more homo than Gino, because we see from the Gemara that Gino is more homo. Even according to Mandoma, that as a Kriya in a Chotza is Lo Yishmei Ezek, but as a Kriya in a Gino, Yishmei Ezek because of Inibishi. So Mimele, since by Gino, the Pashtes Loshna Gemara is, that if it's no Agu Shalolik there is no Sosviye. So by Chotza, certainly. But then there's another shite, and he's meforshin with the chotzer, after the mokim shenu agu shaloi ligder, mechai meisei, mishin mechotzer nof shezeike, vichei mashma, but on masnis mini mechotzer o digino, viho de omaliyo, dehezik digino, nofish, hayo eman di isle, ze kriya lo ishmeyaz, ובכל מוקים דיגינו שמריקו מסאו, שומר בעיני בישה, אבו מנדו מניס להזיק כפי ישמי יזק, בחוץ הנפיר על הגיטה שליש, צונוע, וגם שבכניס ויציע, נופי שזה כן נזיק בגין לבחי מכאן. So then, the other shit is, and that's his shit, that by חוצר, even מוקים שנוהגו שלוי מגדר, so is מחי ונעזק. Because according to מנדו מרזיק כפי ישמי יזק, then חוצר is more homo, then you know. When does the Gemara say? True, the Gemara says that Dino is more homo, that's a little Mandoma that the Kriya Lo Yishmeyezek. Masha'im, if we say that the Kriya Shmeyezek, so then in the Chotzer there is more privacy than in the Gino. So even if there is a Minek, Shalomik there, so in Chotzer, so it's still Kaif Nezilitis. Alright, so that's the Rosh. So the Rosh considers it as a double portion. That Ligabe Gino, so Mokim Shino Amu Shaloi Ligdei, so in the Chayim Nisilimis. Because the Pashas was Shana Gemore. The Gemore says, by Gino, so it's Tam Nisim Mokim Shino Amu. The implication is that if it's the Feresh, no Amu Shaloi Ligdei, so in the Chayim Nisilimis. But by Chotzer he mentions two days. But the Abi Shemim will say that Bein Bechotzer and Bein Begino, even Mokim Shino Amu, Shaloi Ligdei, it's still Mechayim Nisilimis. So why does the Gemara say that Stam Dino Kimoki Pshinoaga Udidome, that's Agav Kore. Because Gemara is saying that Stam Piko Kimoki Pshinoaga Shalui Uigdeya. So Gemara says, Stam Gino Kimoki Pshinoaga Uigdeya. But in Achaname, as far as Gino is concerned, so even if it's Noago Shalui Uigdeya, it's still Kate Nesil Nesil. Some Rishim. Now, the Rambam, she is also like that. That by Gino, it's Kate Nesil Nesil, even if it's Noago Shalui Uigdeya. The Rambam says, in the Vezmo Kashrelim, Aloch in Yudai, Hamech El Dino Lachaber is Tam, Vehoysom Ru Rebes, in Guinea Zahir is Kate Nes Alakea, Lipnis is a case of the name, Vahim will be mocking Shenoa who shall lead the beginnings. So the Rambam says in so many words that even if it's Noah, Shaloy with day, it's also Kate Nes Alakea. Avo in Moha Bikos Tam, in the and the Yerushalmi appears to corroborate the Rambam halacha. So how will they explain? So there are a number of Rishonim who say that even Mokim Shinoago Shaloi Uigdeya, not only by Chotzer but even by Gino, so it's Kedim Nesil Uigdeya. How will they explain the Gemara? Because the Gemara says it only Agav Kore, because it says regarding Piko that Stam is Kimokim Shinoago Shaloi Uigdeya. So Gemara says, Gabi Gino, so Stam is Kimokim Shenoago Mikdea. But in Achanami, even if it's Noago Shalom Mikdea, it's still Kate Nesil, according to the Rambam. Alright. Gino Shahane Kidrav Abbe. Vintema Arumai Taim Yisrael Name Mikdea Bidiko. Vishleima Shahane Gino. Shemigadim Boyerek Lachile. וכל שוי מדד בקמיסאו אבל ביקו אין מדד בקמיסאו אלא חיידי שיכול בישון ונשחי עברית להיר אבל הסלאמי בישו שאין מדד בקמיסאו נאו דרם בנו נתשוב את הוכח ללומיו so he mentions a riot that there is no din of Hezekriya of a kesel of Daladamis of a case of Daladamis by Gino. Because if there is, because of any Pishe, the Chachmim will assume, so it should apply to Bikos. By Bikos also, Shayach in Pishe. So that's the Rambam's right. But Teisa says this Kashi. So Teisa distinguishes Biko from Gino. Because Gino, you always have vegetables growing in the Gino. So in Mele, there is the Hezekiah of any Pishe. By Gino. But Shenikin Biko, only certain times, certain months in the year, not the whole year. So in Mele, there has a tree of in the Pishe in the Biko, where it's not because the cell of Kolashono is Loishmehez. There's a tree of in the Pishe in Gino, where it's in the cell of Kolashono Ishmehez. But in the Pishe, there's a tree of in the Pishe in the Biko, is Loishmehez. That's what it is. Vim teima umandom a plukte, kim dashti inon, da filo bichotzer shmeyezik. Kolshkin begino, vama yitzlich suim misne vichem begino. So, this is the kashe for umandom a, that mechitzen is plukte, because shmei ezek vye shmeyezik. So, even the chotzer it shmeyezik, even though the chotzer there is no, ain't a bish. So, kolshkin begino, So Teisa Shite is, because Teisa Shite is not like the Rambam. Why does Teisa say, Kolshkin Begino? Why does Teisa say, Kolshkin Begino? So Teisa Shite is that by Gino we have both aspects. We have both elements. We have the Zekriya of looking into the private domain of the other Shite. And by Gino we have that too. And in addition, by Gino, over and above observing privacy, So private things of the other shutev. So there is also there's a kriya of inabishe of looking with an evil eye. Some melee. So it's a kalachimer of logic. If the Mishnah tells us already, according to the second Moshe, there's the kriya shmei hezek. In chotzer, so there is only the hezek kriya of observing private things. So by Gino, where we have two hezek kriyas, there's a kriya of observing private tashmishi, and there's a kriya of looking with an evil eye. So certainly there is a din kriya. Yesh leima, yitzrich, Gino, lemisne mishum gobel because he is. Now, we have to understand the Shitas Rambam. We already explained Shitas Rambam, and we are miyashi the spirit from the Gemara to the Rambam Shit. So in other words, so when the Rambam says that's only Shinui Balm, so we explain it. In other words, the Gemara, until the Gemara came to the conclusion that V'chein relates to Gobel Vigozis, so then the Gemara assumed that when the Mishnah says V'chein V'gino, the Mishnah is equating the purpose of the Mechitze in V'gino with the purpose of the Mechitze in Chotzer. So then we have to say that it has to be Da'olames. If it has the same purpose to abstract V'ye, so maybe it has to be Da'olames. Mashenke, once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that V'chein does not relate to the purpose of having the Mechitze, but it relates to the Gobel Vigozis, to the Mirgam Dine, so then we don't have to say that the Mishnah requires a Mechitze by Dino for the same reason that it requires a Mechitze by Chotzer. For different reasons. So by Chotzer it is required because of the Zikriya, by Dino it is required because in order to prevent Nitles Olof Kiganev. What it means Nitles Olof Kiganev? Nitles Olof Kiganev means that he shouldn't be able to trespass upon the grounds of the other shutev with impunity. So if there is a mechitze of 10 tvorim, then he is protected against any possible trespass by the shutev on his grounds. So that, and according to the Miris Pshat Rambam, so it's for the same reason. In other words, the purpose of a mechitze in Gino is to prevent the trespass. But there are two kinds of a trespass on the grounds of the mishnah. So, if there is no mechitze of ten tvochim, so then same reshus. So then there is the hezekriye of in a bishop. Mashein keini, if there is a mechitze of ten tvochim, so then it's a different reshus. So then it's not, so if Ruvein looks with an evil eye upon the cover of Shimon's garments, so he looks with an evil eye upon his own issues, not upon Shimon's issues. So if someone looks upon Shimon's komo, upon Shimon's issues, then it's considered a mazik, a trespasser. But if he looks with an evil eye on his own issues, so then it's not considered a trespasser. So in melee, he cannot be forced to build a mechitze of Dalai Lamas. But the question is, the Rambam deduces from the Mishnah that in view of the fact that the Mishnah says that by Viko there is no Sfus Kriya, so it's a raya that the Hezek, that where we have Hezek Kriya only Chotzer, but by Gino not. Because if by Gino we also have Hezek Kriya, so by Viko we should have Hezek Kriya. By Viko we should have Hezek Kriya too. So the question is, so how does the Rambam explain the distinction between Gino and Viko? So the Rambam's raya is that it's not on the basis of Ezekriya. It's on the basis of Nitves Olof Kiganev. But the question arises, Monefsha. If by Gino, so each Shutev in Gino has the schus to force the other Shutev to participate in the building of Mechitze in order to prevent Nitves Olof Kiganev, so by Biko too he should have the same schus. By Biko too he should have the same schus. And according to the Rambam, according to all the other Rishenim, so all the other Rishenim will agree that in Achname, as far as the Mechitze of Nisipes is concerned, let's say according to Pesach, so a Mechitze of Nisipes, that, so the Shutvim can be forced to build together even in a Biko. When the Mishnah says that in Biko they cannot force each other to build a Mechitze, it means a Mechitze of Dalai Lamas to obstruct Riyeh. in order to prevent nitves of Iganev, so that that in a Haname they can force each other. But according to the Rambam, so the Mechitze of Dino is also to prevent nitves of Iganev. And as far as nitves of Iganev is concerned, why shouldn't there be, why shouldn't this aloha apply to Biko as well? So according to the Rambam, we see that only should human and Dino have this chus to force each other to build a Mechitze that will prevent mitzvahs of Tfilane. But should Femine Biko do not have that schus to force each other to build a Mechitze that will preclude mitzvahs of Tfilane? The question is why? Now, mitzvahs of Tfilane, as it was mentioned last year, so what does it mean, mitzvahs of Tfilane? Mitzvahs of Tfilane means that each should have has a schus to be makilas chavos. So, if there is no Mechitze, and one should have, if he wouldn't be scrupulous, so can with impunity trespass upon the grounds of the other shuteh, so maybe he's not a makeres chelke. Makeres chelke means that the other neighbor couldn't trespass upon his land. But if he could trespass with impunity, so he's not a makeres chelke. So not makeres chelke. So apparently, this chus of being makeres chelke, so apparently the Rambam will also have to make the same distinction that Tesis makes. But Tesis makes it in regard, in connection with the inhibition. The Rambam will have to make the same distinction in regard to Mitzvah of Tigane. In other words, Gino so is becoming self all year. And then the Miri says something else. Gino gardens are usually near the house. Because they are open, they didn't have near the house. It's not that every person had his dialogue on near his house. Outside, in the outskirts of the city, so the some residents of the city had a biko, his dialogue, his sode of tfue, in the outskirts of the city. Basheikin Dino, so you have the crops all year, vegetables grow all year. So mele by Dino, not every month of the year, but most months of the year. So you have vegetables growing. So mimele, the Shittas Rambam means by Dino, where it is something that one is mishtanish a whole year, the major portion of the year, and it's somuch to his house. So mimele, he has his schus of being makidas chalke. Masha'in ken biko, which is not mishtanish all year, and it's remote from him. So mimele, he doesn't possess the schus of being a makeres chelke in Isode, that he doesn't, is mishtamish bay all year, and it's not some of his house. Something that he, in which he's mishtamish a whole year, and is some of his house, so he has a schus to be makeres chelke. Masha'ikin is something that he is not some of his house, he doesn't have his schus to be makeres chelke. That's why he can force the other should have to participate in the building of a mechitze of temple. Nochushane, shehugelu laseis, dova hetzna bechotzer, vilelomdu lizoyer zemise. Vilelomdu lizoyer zemise. Now, so this is how Tesis explains it. Rashi explains it differently. Rashi says that shehuziku So we explain the Rashi on the basis of the schus of being makeres chelke. So mele, so if it's nisratzo v'shenim, so mele, the lokhim acquired that schus too, because it is schus chelke. So on the basis of the aloche of mam mochar v'shenim v'shenim, kol schus shetovei. Now the Rif in the Chuvos, all the Rishonim mentioned the Chuvos of it. The Rif in his Chuvos deduces from this Gemara that there is no chazoke for Hezekiah. Now Gemara says, Taim Dirotzu, Holoi Rotzu in the Chai Vinesei, Al Mezekriya Lav Shmeyezei. So the kashi is, what's the raya? That's Ezekriya Lav Shmei Ezek. Maybe Ezekriya Shmei Ezek. But here we deal with Shukrim who have been occupying contiguous lots for a long time. And now they decided to, by mutual consent, to build a mechitza. So the Mishnah implies only there is mutual consent. But if there is no otsu, if there is no mutual consent, they can't force each other. So what's the higher that is a real Shmeyazek? Maybe it's a Kriya Shmeyazek. But here we are dealing with Shukrim, who have been occupying contiguous lots without making an issue, without demanding a mechitza. So the Meile, each one gets Chazoke to be Mishtamech without setting up a mechitza, because of Chazoke. So it's a raya. So that's the raya that by Hezekriya, Chazoke is not affected. So the Meile, we couldn't say that Hezekriya is Shmeyazek. And still, if it's Loy Rotsu in the Chayvene, say, because they already became accustomed to be Mishtamish in their respective lots, in their respective contiguous lots, without the Mechitze being interposed between the two lots. Because Monifshah, if they had a Kriya Shmeyazek, so even if they had a Chazok for many years, even for 3 years, even if they had been accustomed for 3 years to be Mishtamish in their respective lots, without the Mechitze being interposed between the two lots, So one of the Shutrim could show up in Besdin and demand that the Mechitze be built. And the other Shutrim couldn't say, well, you already waived your right by not demanding it for such a long time, because Hezekriya does not have Chazok. So all the Rishonim discussed it. Oh, now turn to the Rosh. Paragraphs. We should finish up all the Sakot, so we want to keep an eye. But I come a shon in Tova, and we speak to the name. Or she neck the thing in the heart of me. I'll have the creation in my zikho. We know Sakot in the heart of me. We know Sakot in the come a shon in. In Kanos, in Kain. We know Shayach Kam Hazoke. The Kain, the Hazoke. Heineke, the Shosak. So that the Riven, the Chuvas, mentions the Raya from our Gemore, that Hazoke is not effective. Gabi Hezekriya. Because if Chazoke would be effective, Gabi Hezekriya, so the Gemara couldn't say, Taimed the Rotsu, all the Rotsu, and Chayvene, it's all Hezekriya Shmeyazek. Maybe Hezekriya Shmeyazek, but Loi Rotsu. So you cannot force the other fellow to build, to share in building in the Chitze, because he's already pulls up. So it's a Raya that Chazoke is ineffective. Oh, the Mishayah Ka Chazoke, so the Rosh says, why isn't Chazoke Shayah? So, after all, this seems to be a good right. So the Rosh says, "Lishayach haChazok, itayin haChazok ha'ani kim dishosak leinicho hipsi. Hain dati chashamar zikum arzik vehine nizik. Kim mishesh lechal ubesulach lechatzach haveire. Ve'arzik lishol ishonim. Avlo achem atzol meima. Lomo hoyo minim chisitza mincho. Va'alei lo yisim azikcho kmo ishon yisom zekani. Ve'o yisom tzape ulai tiftach ois, tiftach ato mitveya." That's one thing. So the first weak explanation given by the Rosh as to why Chazoke here in our Mishnah is ineffective. There is a raya from the Mishnah. The Riv mentions that raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara deduces Vitaim of the Rotsu, Holo Yorotsu, Eni Chai Mezek. So it's a raya to Kriya Shmeyazek. The implication being that if it's a Kriya Shmeyazek, then he could be Kepa, even though for a long time they have been using the contiguous lots without the Mechitze. So there is no Chazoke. The question is, why isn't the Chazoke? Why isn't Chazoke affecting Kabezikri? So the first Loshin in the Rosh says, the reason as to why Chazoke is not affected here, because here both are Mazikim and Mizuki in Ezekri. So the Mele, when can Chazoke have effect? Chazoke takes effect only if one is a mazik, one is a nizik. So if Reuven had been accustomed to maintain certain mazik and nizik premises, and because of that mazik that Reuven maintained for several years, Shimon was damaged, and in the course of the 3 years, Shimon did not protest. So it's a raya that he was made. Because if he hadn't been made whole, why was he silent all this time? So that's only Shayach if Reuven maintains a mazik and Shimon is an Izek. He doesn't maintain a mazik. But here, without the Lechitze, so both are Mazikim, both are Nizuki. They are Mazik each other. Through visual trespass, they are Mazik each other. So in such a case, we cannot say, if Ruben, for several years, did not make an issue over the non-existence of Mechitza. So then, after a few years of silence, all of a sudden, he starts to demand the Mechitza. So then, Shimon cannot say, you are Mechitza, because by your silence, you indicated that you waived your right to demand the Mechitza. So because if Shimon would say that to Ruben, through your silence in the past 3 years, you waived your right. So Ruben says, no, the reason is why I was silent for the first few years, because I was sure that you will be the first one to make this demand. Because after all, you are just as damaged by my looking into your grounds as I am damaged by you looking into my grounds. So I was waiting for you to take the initiative in making the demands. So in other words, mainly there is no raya that there was before. This is what it was. So according to this pshat, so there is no chazoke by hezekriya if the hezekriya is mutual. In other words, if both are nizuki and mazikim of hezekriya. But suppose one is a mazik of hezekriya and one is a nizek, let's say like the case of the Balagag and the Balachotzea, so the Gemara says that the Balagag is mechuyev to make a parapet, a make, in order to protect the Balachotzea from Ezekriye. So in that case, if there is chazoke, so it will be effective. Because over there, only the Balachotzea is the nizek of Ezekriye, and the Balagag is the mazik of Ezekriye. He is not a nizek. Because when they clearly touch Mishay and to the Balagag is not clearly touch Mishay. So according to the first motion, Chazoke is not effective in the Ezekriya by Chotzer, where there is mutual Ezekriya. But Chazoke would be effective in the Ezekriya of Gag and Balachotzer. Ain't of an answer. But then the motion mentions another time. Vei, Dome, Hai Ezek, Lezek, Lechal, Yosu, Ma Ezek, Todo. שאכל מזוהי רוב ולא יסתק אל בוי לכל חברי לא עושה ולא יסתק אל מייס חברי כי דמדים גם הגינו ארוחות זה שמשתם ישבחים ומציע אי אפשר שלא יסתק אל ביטש משחברי לא מהי את זה כי ליקוט רוב ביסקי סי דמדים כמה גורס לחזוק הילקה צורך לציין בין הקיסר. So, what does he say in second motion? According to second motion, even if there is no mutual ethical, even if it's unilateral, it's one-sided, so still there is no chazok. Okay, that's not the meaning between the first motion and the second motion. Between the first motion and the second motion. So the second motion, he says, that even when it's unilateral ethical, so there is no chazok. Now, why? Because ethical is like kutra ubisakis. Now, by Achokis Nizokin, so certain Achokis Nizokin, there is Chazok. Let's say, you maintain a Mazik, who maintains a Mazik on his premises, but that produces damage sometimes, but not all the time, so then if there is Chazok, so we say in Tzeraye that he was made. Masha'inke, if it is a kind of a Mazik, like Kutro, Bisakise, Reacha, or smoke, so the Gemara says that Kovo, there is no chazok, because no person is meichel on a steady head. Some people are not sensitive to an infrequent hezek, but a steady hezek, everybody is sensitive. So maybe we cannot say there is chazok. So he says, hezekriya, there is no mechitze. So the hezekriya is constant, it's not certain times. It's constant. So Hezek Todir, so there is no chazok. Now let's see what Ramban is. Now, before we look into the Ramban, so I want to point out what Ramban says. Oh. So the Ramban says, the Ramah says the same thing, it's the Achayom Beis in Ramah, in the second column. So he says, Ba'afilu b'chotzer. It's about the 16th line from the end of the column. Ba'afilu b'chotzer. V'avol rabbi ischazik nidai roche kam mishone lo'ikayim l'chazok. Chazok is not a tekken. Chode demas misistom l'kotal. Ve'ili nismor en amul ikayim l'chazok. Chode dolov et maise l'teikum l'chazok. Dum yed psichas chaleitis. V'chaleitzebe. Ve'ili nidafilu ovid maise. Kind haven in kore kesel b'neem. U'portz v'yodayim. V'chaz yechavre. V'shos ag nidai roche kam mishone. Mo'tzeu imeida u'mich v'yel nismu kezitri. In other words, he mentions a very big chiddush. Suppose originally there was a keser, and then they broke the power of the keser, they tore it down. So then he can show up the next day after they broke down the keser and demand the mechit. The mechit. It's a big chiddush. So he says, "V'idom lazeki lechal and b'kam yinu p'tel keser sabati yisul chazok yikidim b'nu p'fush osom v'idom lazeki lechal and l'abed ektonimu yichol yichad b'mechad b'lachalei v'idom lazeki lechal and l'abed ektonimu yichol yichad b'mechad b'lachalei v'idom lazeki lechal and l'abed ektonimu yichol yichad b'mechad b'lachalei v'idom lazeki lechal and l'abed ektonimu yichol yichad b'mechad b'lachalei v'idom lazeki lechal and l'abed ektonimu yichol yichad b'mechad b'lachalei v'idom lazeki lechal and l'abed ektonimu yichol yichad You want to be tzar with buche. The amunim. He'll come. He'll come. He'll come. He'll come. He'll come. He'll come. Then he mentions an additional reason as to why there is no chazoki gam ezek shalei. Vein, vika mechotze vechayei tzebo. The avo gavu mechavei. Vu lechotze, vu yisagi vu lechotze mitkore. Ki komar zi, ki bin esure ma li komar zi. Ki dashino mitir chesk sabati. Mikroz vayar yisroel shech and mishvoto. So that's by the parasha Bilo, it's mentioned by Yal Yisroel Sheikh Mishwato. Maro, so the more I learned the Shabbatim says, Maro, Ro Shein Pisrei Mechobon in Zelazeh. So Bilo said, Matei Bola Yaakov, and he said it in Buye. So, Alme Nami Yisur and Ami Yiki, Vires Le Chazoke, Dei Chazoke Le Yisur, Vihoadim Gabi Pesach, Kinege Pesach, Dechad Dechatan. So he mentions two separate times. As to why Chazok is not effective against Kriya. One time is because it's an ektodim. There's the second, this is like the second Rosh in the Rosh. A second time is because there is a nisya to watch the privacy of another person. It's a nisya. So, how about Mazik? Mazik is certainly a nisya. But still, there is Chazok, we got a certain Mazik, but only a hezektodim, there is no Chazok, like Kutre or Isakise. But other maziki of Shreinim, where it's not a hezek todir, so there is chazok. So there is chazok. Let's say the mazik of machitin and zeilon in Abeir. So there is chazok for that. Only a hezek todir. There is no chazok. So and mazik. So there is certainly a nisa for the mazik. The answer is. If there is chazoke, so what does it indicate if there is chazoke? That the other person isn't magbit, he was meichol. So the mele, if he is meichol, there shouldn't be a nisya either. So in every mazik there is, even if it's not ezek todir, there is a nisya. But if still there is chazoke, because chazoke is an ayin. The fact that one shochet accosted himself to maintain the mazik for a certain time without the other shochet protesting indicates that he waived his chus. So in the Mele, there is no Yisrael either if he waived his chus. So what does it mean? So he says, V'ka v'chotzer, v'ka yeitzebe, d'avad ha'mechav v'chot v'yisag v'chot v'kore, ki komar zike v'yisur evad ikomar zike. Ki yisur evad ikomar zike. So what's the pshat? So the answer is, here there is hezek chriye, so there is a Yisrael of not unlocking. In other words, it's a Yisrael of the Ramban also, that unches, he says there is a nisa of tznias. To look at the private things of another person is a nisa of not mamokin. If it's a nisa of not mamokin, so it's not shayach to say the other person is male. It has nothing to do with him. It's a nisa of not mamokin. It's a nisa of tznias. So the mele the Rama says there is no chazoki. Why? Because a chazoki is so. But even though the Nisa is a Nisa of not Memoke, because if it had been a Nisa of not Mechavele, so then Chazoke would take off, would remove the Nisa, because Chazoke indicates that his Melicho is not Makbid. So if it had been a Nisa of not Mechavele, if it's not Makbid, there wouldn't be a Nisa. So why do we say that the Nisa applies even if the other fellow is not Makbid? So, because it's a Nisa of not Memoke, it's a Nisa of Tzlias. It's a Nisa of Tzlias. So still, since it involves a Nisa, so there is no Chazoke. So that's it. Why, in other words, that if the Chazoke is grounded in a Nisa, so the Mele, there is no Chazoke. So Almanami is Sudanami Ike, the less the Chazoke than Chazoke Nisa. Now the Ramban, that confess, the Ramban is also. So the Arishani who agree with the first portion of the Moshe, and they say that only the Hezekri of Chotza there is no Chazoke, because it's mutual. But if it's not mutual, then the Hezekri, so there is Chazoke by Hezekri. Let's say in the case of Balagag and Balachotza, where it's not mutual, so then the Chazoke is in the case. So that the Arishani, like that, like the first Moshe, but the Ramban so cheap is that even when the Hezek is not mutual, so by a decree there is no Chazoke. So the Ramban explains it like the second Rosh in the Rosh, because it's a Hezek Togia. It's a Hezek Togia. So there is a Rosh, a very interesting Rosh in the Ramban. So the Ramban says, so he says, Umis. וכן שם נזכרנו חזוק הדת מונחס בכך וניתנו לחזוק הלילו וכן חשיים שם נזכריה וכידה עשרה בין העבוד עצה ודרי ומסתבר כבוסת שעניים שעניים מהר כביס הכיסא כביס הכיסא שנזוקים בגוב אין להם חזוק ויום הוא חזוק בנזוקים אלו בנכסי המומי דם הסמיים, ניסים, סלויים והשמונים מהם שניס קונה עוד בקסר של חברי, עוד עובר חלל קסר, היה אפילו איזה ממש, אבל קוטרו בסטיסק, שהוא עצמי מזה, הוא מצטער בהם, אין לך זאת, וזהו טעם של רבי יסד, בקורקיה של ניסטנס, של ניסטנס, ואני מהדס, מצטער ומזוקר מכך, והוא עדין בכל שום באיזה כבי, so איזה כבי איזה מור טובר, תן בסטיסק, because בסטיסק, קוטרו בסטיסק, smoke is not something that always takes place. But it's very frequent. So in Mele, there is no Chazoke. Hezekiah is constant all the time. There is always Hezekiah. So there is certainly no Chazoke. They, he says, the coaching of Hezekiah, in the Odom Beodom, Im Shum Ayin Ro, Im Shum Mishne Bishe, Im Shum Tzlias. So he mentions that Hezekiah is also there, either because of Ayin Ro, all because of Mishne Bishe, all because of Tzlias. So Tzlias is what the Ramah says. Ro, Yisroel, Sheim Pischeyem Chobonim Zelazeh. In other words, it's also to look into the private things of the neighbor. So that's Tzlias. So there are three different Isurim in Hezekiah. Either Tzniese, that's the same Isa that Rama mentions, the Pasuk of Vatei Volach Yaakov, and or Eine Pishe, Ein Ro, or Lishne Pishe. Lishne Pishe, Loshna, what is Hezekiah to do with Loshna Ra? So according to the Ramban, so Hezekiah is also there because of the Isa of Loshna Ra. I mean, when somebody looks into the privacy of another person, he doesn't have to say one word. But how does it involve Lashon Hara? So it seems now, in regard to Lashon Hara, so there are several love. Chabad Chaim mentions a number of love. But the main love, the main azor of Lashon Hara, is the love of Nesilah Ochel Bameh. But then there is another love for Lashon Hara. There's the Gemara in Psochim, at the end of Psochim. That Nisisa Shiva Shom Azore Lemisape Oshnore will recover Oshnore. So the love of Nisilachos Bamecho only implies an Isaiah against talking Oshnore. But the love of Nisisa Shiva Shom implies an Isaiah not only to talk Oshnore, but to recover Oshnore. Now, Rabbi Yehine Shari Chuve. In Rabbi Yehine in Shari Tshuve mentions Nibul Peh among the different types of Lashon Hara. Now, there is no doubt that if a person will talk Nibul Peh, he will not believe the love of the Nesilach Ochel Bameh, unless the Nibul Peh is directed against a certain person. So, but not because of the Nibul Peh. Nibul Peh has nothing to do with talking with Yusuf Shal Havera. Nibul Peh can be without any usage of Havera, just Nibul Peh. So Rabbi Yehine Shari Tshuve mentions different types, different categories of Baal Lashon Hara. And one category of the Baal Lashon Hara is one who talks Nibul Peh. How does Nibul Peh come within the Isser of the Nesilach Ochel Bameh? The answer is, Lashon Hara does not come with, Nibul Peh does not come within the Isser of Lashon Hara that is implicit in the Pasuk of the Nesilach Ochel Bameh. But Nibul Peh comes with the Nisa of Lashon Hara that is implicit in the love of Nisisa Shem Hashem. Nisisa Shem Hashem. So, Nisisa Shem Hashem implies not only a Nisa of talking Lashon Hara against Chaver. It means Lashon Hara. What's the literal meaning of Lashon Hara? Volga talk. So when you talk with Nisisa Shem Chaver, that in itself is evil talk. Is Volga talk. But when you talk Nibul Peh, so it's also Volga talk. So in other words, as far as the love of Lo Yiseh Ochel Bameh is concerned, it only implies Nisya against talking against Havera, Yiseh Ochel Bameh. But as far as the love of Yiseh Shem Shel is concerned, so even if it's not directed against any person, as long as it's evil talk, Lashon Hara, evil talk, vulgar talk. So it comes within the Isra of Nesisa Shem Hashem. And in the love of Nesisa Shem Hashem, so it's not only implicit that you're not allowed to talk, you're not allowed to be mikabe. Even allowed to be mikabe Lashon Hara, to be mikabe Lashon Hara. So in other words, so eavesdropping and looking into the private affairs of another person, if it's not for a constructive purpose. So then the Ramban says, so that comes within the Isser of the Nesisa Shem Hashem. So Mele, let's say, if somebody looks into the other's window, so he sees that the other person makes exercise every morning. He makes exercise for an hour. So then he's either the Isser of the Nesisa Shem Hashem. In other words, he puts himself into the situation of being mikabel Lashon Hara by observing the privacy of another person. This is what Ramban says. So he says, so in Mele there is no chazaka because Hezekiah is also either because of Elisha or because of Tzniese, all because of Mishnah. So then he says, Vei, Akilu Mochala Nizek, Kidu Dibadai Osahu, Limazik, So, lami klayim v'atzim esinayim malpochim yonim alozeh steim chalayim chom v'altech tatod. So, mele, there is no chazoke, even if we know that the other neighbor was mele, because it's us. All right.
Yes.
You said in my mind that Hezekiah is more tutter than Kucho.
That's right.
But let's say in the case, if a person...
Well, sometimes Kucho Visakisi could also be just as tutter.
No, but let's say...
usually, let's say if there is... if someone maintains smoke in his house, so it doesn't mean that there is smoke 24 hours a day. Mashiach in Hezekiah, so he can do it 24 hours a day.
Now, would that Hezekiah apply, let's say... the person was because the person was sensitive to the Hezekiah, so anything private he doesn't do in his chutzah. So does Hezekiah still exist? In other words, when we say the Hezekiah is more tadir than Kucho Visakisei, does that mean that just the person being sensitive to the Hezekiah, he's more sensitive to the constant exposure to his to the Hezekiah than Kucho Visakisei? Because if he doesn't do anything private in his chutzah, so what Hezekiah is there? How can we say that it's more tadir than Kucho Visakisei?
All right, I mean, if you know that this person, this shooter, does not do anything private, so then you could say, so the chotzer is like Bikor. I mean, why we say by Bikor there is no Hezekiah? Because there are no private things in the Bikor. So if we know that this particular person doesn't do any private things in the chotzer, so then it's like Bikor. In other words, it's a chotzer that is not used as a chotzer.
Yud Aleph and Bava Basra Dala Tishrei Tov Shalom Tes
September 26, 1979. That's Tuesday. So even if it's hot, so now according to the second version, so the Mishneh has reference to Chotzer Shein Bo Dechlukeh. And so only if hot. So the question is, since they don't have any inherent right to be keep each other, to be chelik, if it's Shein Bo Dechlukeh, Bozeh Bozeh. So even if they agree, so it's Rami Ba'alme, so they should be able to be chelik. Omar Abbasan Rabbi Echelen Shekonomion. Shekonomion. So, in other words, the Mishneh is reference to the case where it's a Chotzer Shein Bo Dechlukeh, and they agree, and they made a Kinyan Su. A Kinyan Su. So now the Gemara is the Kashe, the Shekonomion, the Mayahave, Kinyan Dvorim Ba'al Meru, even if they made a Kinyan Su there, so it still should be ineffective, because it's Kinyan Dvorim Ba'al. So Rashi says, when chulkin came in the Dovaran Mishneh, oi mecher, oi matone, oi shibutka koeitz, shakir, chololo, oi mikalva. Now, what does Rashi mean? A chulkin came in the Dovaran Mishneh, oi mecher, oi matone. Either you are makne chifetz again, or you are mishab. Or Yeshivat Kakoyes, Shakin Yechol Olov, or Mitalkarin. What does Rashi mean? Mitalkarin. Mitalkarin relates to what? Does it relate to Mechor Matone? It doesn't seem that way. So it relates to Shivut. Or Yeshivat Kakoyes, Shakin Yechol Olov, or Mitalkarin. I mean, that's how it's Mashi. What does it mean? Or Yeshivat Kakoyes, Shakin Yechol Olov, or Mitalkarin. So, we know that Shibut is only Chal and Kalko, and Kalka, not a Mikalkoi. So, why does he emphasize here? And what does it mean, Shibut Kakoi? Does it mean that one can be mischayev himself, a new ischayev This is true, but why does he have to formulate that way? So Rashi should say, Ki Yidvon, Vin Chui Vilkei Nimeo Dobra Mikne, O Yimecha O Yimaton. That's Haknoi of the bed of a specific object. Whether it's a Karka object or a Metalkman object, and then, through Ki and Suda, you can be mischayed yourself, Ichim. In other words, if I am Mikabo Kine, that I should be Mechuyev for 100 dollars a month, to that person, so it's a chayim, it becomes a chayim. Memele, if it's a chayim, so it can be given from the Chosim Shibon. But from Rashi, it's not mashma that this is what Rashi means. Rashi says, Oy Shibut Kakois. So the Kiyan Sudel is how, not on the Shibut. The Kiyan Sudel is how on the Shibut Abu, on the Chiyubim, on the Ishailes. Memele. Mimele it imposes a shibut under the chosim. From Rashi's Moshni, it's mashma that the kinyan itself is directly chal on the shibut, not on the ishayis. Not on the ishayis. So why does Rashi say oy shibut kakoyis sha kinyan chol olov oy mital? Now, Tesis and beginning of Perek Avopi. Beginning of Perek Avopi, so Teisa says, the Mishnah says there that in Dalai Lama days, Avopi Shomu Psula Gila Messiah, Valmono Mono, Imrotso Rehesi, Fafu Meya Mono Miesi. In other words, there is such an inner state Psula. So there is a minimum of Messiah's use for the Psula and the Mono for Amon. But if he wants to be Mishayim himself in the Psula, $1 million, he can be Mishayim himself. So that takes effect on the basis of Israel. In Apilumeyomono is yes. Apilumeyomono is yes. In what way Abimon is? Taste is a sikash. The Ash of Noab, she case it costly color, meolith, Avopi, she English shall be put. So he takes it, so he has a question, how can one today, the minute is that even if the host is a penniless person, still he is mishayev himself, meolith, and it's a fact. So Bishleime, if he has something, the Bishleime Kishin Ishlei, he has some Nechosim. So we can understand. So Mishavit Nechosot, Loze Achei, Vehoyo Vinishaye, Vehoyo Vinishaye, Avu Nebdo Ilam Chosim. Vikona Achei, Me Mishtav, Avu Pishno Domak Vosho Boleilo, Mikol Mokim Odo Mishavit Vosho Boleilo, Kim Di Kosa, Udi Osi Danilo Mik, Kidam Gilom Bibishemetz. Aber ey, se shein lei, hey ki shtabi de khosof ki ik na hakein, ki mi shul mis khaylo, hay do shul boyo. So this is this. A remarkable child. How today the minigi is the tevel khos, the many khosni is mi khayl himself to give the kale meyolit. And sometimes the khosni is penniless. He doesn't even have a shovel. Not. So how can the khayl be khal? But so and we say that if, let's say, a year later or 2 years later, the same chosn becomes a rich man, so best this game in the chosn. So Bishleimi, if at the time of this highness he has money, he has nechosin, and then he loses this nechosin, and he acquires other nechosin, so then we understand. Because if he had nechosin at the time, he was mishayev himself, so he was able to put a shibut on the nechosin that he possessed then. So even though those nechosin he lost, and he acquired other nechosim, but since at the time of his ischayves, he was able to be mishavid himself, to be mishavid nechosim he possessed then. So Memele, even though these nechosim he loses, so the same shibut is transferred to other nechosim. But sometimes a nechosim is mishayev himself meyol mitrin, even though he doesn't have any nechosim at all, not the shalom pute, not the penny. But then, later on, years later, he becomes rich and requires the chosid, so best is gave him. Why should his chayves be effective if at the time of his chayves, so he didn't have any chosid? So Sar. So it's only because he was Mishabi, the Nechosim, that they'll acquire later on. Since it's Oshel Balaylo. That's the Yisak. Vishwa Uhil Rabbi Eliyo. So the Ri raised this question before Rabbi Eliyo. The Heishim raised, so Rabbi Eliyo answered, the Motzinu Kinyan said, Bifele Kasich Rasat Eilid, the Tanya Masri Shinachinom Lias Kisher. Upor Bemai, Bivorim, Bivorim. So he should be able to pay Zeya. Umishame Bishekonom Yodim. So, Umashma, Bicholin Yenapo Fishi Makulation Nechosim. Elo Shemishame, Kufi Lose Achim, Miato. Uchiniel in Nechosim Hol Shibude, Miato. Vein the King and Dwarim Baalme. The King and Dwarim Baalme Elokai Yifelish Bobas. שקודם יודום להחליט חוצר שאין בו נחלוקי אבל מה שמשאבי גופי לישראלי לדוב הזה משתאבי ואין זה כי אין דבר לך so Rabbi Eliyo said that even if one doesn't have a pen so he can be mischayiv himself he's mischayiv his goof so he imposes upon himself with a key and suit there he imposes upon himself a shibud agup whether he has money or not is not important The goof is Mishubi. The goof is Mishubi. The goof is Mishubi. So the Mele, the moment he acquires money, the Chosim, so the Mele, a Shibud is Chalam the Chosim. Because there is a Aloch of Shibud the Chosim. So what imposes a Shibud on the Chosim? The Shibud Aguf. The fact that a certain person is personally indebted to another person, and if he acquires the Chosim, So the male of the Nechosim become Mishub. But the Kinyan Sudeh affects Yeshiva Daguf. He doesn't have to possess Nechosim at the time of the Israelites. This is what Rabbi Eliyo says. And this seems to be the most simple thing. I said, it's even strange that the Ri raised that question. What does it do with Dovah Shulim Oleilo? The Guf, his person, the identity of his personality, exists, he's very long, he's born, but he doesn't have money. He doesn't possess the chosim. So through the Kinyan Sudeh, he obligates himself. He imposes Yeshiva Daguf on him. And he is very long. And then, the moment he acquires the chosim, so Mele, the Yeshiva Daguf will impose a Yeshiva Daguf chosim. That's the parents of Rabbi Eliyo. But we see that the Rebbe in his query did not consider it as such a double portion. So he said, but this is the teretz of Rabbi Eliyo. So he says, and it's not a key and drawing. You'll say, after all, it's a key and drawing if he doesn't have any chosim. So the whole key and is how an intangible way. No, that's not key and drawing. Key and drawing is when he's mishired himself to do a certain mindset, when he's not imposing upon himself a chiyuv of Yeshiva, but a certain mindset, a chalik, let's say, Gemara says, the economy of the may have a chiyuv or mal. So they made the key in Zudea, they obligated themselves, the two shutrim obligated themselves to make a division. That's a mindset. So it's like making a key in Zudea to walk 10 miles. So even if somebody will make a key in Zudea that they walk 10 miles for the benefit of somebody else, So it's also not chal. So the Mele, when they make a king and sudeh to make a chluke, so it's like a king and sudeh lahalich limokim kain. That's king and dvor. Masheinke, a king and sudeh to become a chuyev momen, even though he doesn't tell it in a chosim, that's not a king and dvor. Then he says, v'yesh miposhim, v'chim di keisiv stom, she'yiu kol michoso v'achroi, lo molo in Yisrael, הרי הנה שיש לו נחוס ואף על פי של ידים שאין לו ידוע אז בלדים כמי ידים דומי ומטעם זה אין רב לטעם שכיסים בער שועס ויקנה סלי ארבעה מיס קרקע בחצירי אף על פי של ידים שאין לו קרקע כיו דמידה שיש לי כיו משמידה שיש לי ידוע אז בלדים כמי ידים דומי So the second Moshe apparently agrees with the premise of the Ri. That was the Ri's premise. I mean, when he raised that question, when he inquired from Rabbi Eliyo, so he assumed that if one has no nechosim, not if he shows putte, so then his chayes cannot be chal. So in other words, so the question is, how so many chosim he is mischayev himself, meolitrim, even though he does his penalties at that time. So the Tereti, so the second portion assumes that Enochanam, it's not shayech to be mechayev oneself eishim dagu if he has no nechosim, and it's always in order to be mechayev himself. So it's only on the basis of being mishabed in nechosim, and if he has no nechosim, he cannot be mishabed himself. But there is a key in the dissim, and we see from the Gemara that of Mentesim or Basre, that if this is a kinyan, if this is not only pure, even when we know it's not true, like the case of Issa Giyure. So when somebody advised him to be made, that the woman that had been deposited with Rove, belonged to Rav Mori. Rav Mori was his biological son, not his legal son. Was Issa Giyure's biological son, not his legal son. So it was a Rossi Shalom Mikdush, and it was a Mikdush. So even though all the Chachomim knew that this wasn't true, that the Tresa of Jesus, that Issa Giyure had deposited with Chove was Issa Giyure's money, not Rav Mori's. But with this is a key. Even if we know that it's not Emes, with this is the key. So mainly the reason is why the Ischaimus is effective, because they write in the Shtar, the Chosin writes in the Shtar, that Kol Nechosai Achoy. So in other words, he implies that he is the Chosin. He's Mischaim himself, Meir Litrin, and Kol Nechosai Achoy. All my essence, Abishu. So in other words, he's made there that he has it. So we know that it's not true. But we did say it's a kinyan, so it's considered as if it is true. So mele, it is hard. But if he will not write Kol Nechosai Achoy, and he'll write in the Shtar, he'll make a kinyan Suda, and he'll say, I mischayev myself, mele litrin, even though I'm penniless for now, so then it's ineffective. So now we have two machines in the interest. As to whether one can be mischayev himself without having any chosim. Yeah, so according to Rabbi Eliyahu, he can, because the mischayev is held directly on the Shimon HaGruv, not on the chosim. According to the second portion, it's not how. Yes, what is it?
Even though it's chal on something which isn't true, but still, how could you have a kinyan here? I mean, it's still, what is the kinyan chal? There's no mamonos here.
No, this kinyan with this, the second question. If this is itself a kinyan, it doesn't even have to be economy of it. It doesn't even have to be economy of it. So, if this is itself a kinyan, it's not a kinyan.
And what is the kinyan made?
No, so it's considered, if this is a kinyan, so it means, our bedin, we consider it as if he had chos. Even though we know he doesn't have the chosin, so our pidin is considered as if he had the chosin. And if this is the key, and this is the Akonis Chachomim. Chachomim or Misaki, that this is the key. So we consider it as if he had the chosin. So the Melech, the key will be hal when he acquires the chosin. So the key will be hal. Until he acquires the chosin, there is nothing on which to be hal. But when he acquires the chosin, so then the shibut will be chal. But the kashi was, at that time, didn't have any chosim, so it's a domesh lebo elo. The answer is, through idise, he was kinyan. And then when will he acquire the shibut? When the chosim become mishubet to the kallah, to the wife? So when he'll acquire the chosim, when the husband will acquire the chosim. So it's through the kinyan idise. But if there is no idoye, so the second portion in Teitzves, in Ksuves, assumes that in Achaname one could not be Mischayev himself. Now, so one could say that when Rashi says, Oishimut Kakoyes, Shakin Cholol, Oimitaldoli, Rashi means Shimut Kakoyes, he means Ischayes. Now, what Rashi is saying, Chritin is effective in two areas. Either in the area of transferring title in a specific thing, in the behavior, whether in character or in culture, So through King Suda, you can transfer title in a specific thing, in the table, in the sefer, in the house, in the sode. And then there is King Suda is effective in another area, in establishing shibudim. But why does Rashi say? So why does Rashi? Why does Rashi say? They chlip in Kenya Adolamik or in Mechav in Atoni or is Chayres? Rashi could have said that way. I mean, Leilo Milami Godom with Almidi Boshim Tzo. Why do they have to be Mavich so much? Or Shib Kakoiz, Shakiyen, Chololo, Pitaltoi. So the answer is, so we could say that Rashi agrees with the second Boshim in Tesis 6 to this, at the beginning of Perek Apopi, that his Chayres is only Chal if he has Mechosim at that time. So Mimele, that's why he emphasized the Shibut Kakois. What he really means, his Chayres. So first of all, it's strange. Why does Rashi, Monesha, if Rashi happens to agree with the second Washington thesis, and that's a big chile, the second Washington thesis, so Rashi should not have formulated this in such an obscure way. And why is this relevant? So that's another question. What Rashi should say, they chlip mkenin ala dobar hanikne o imecher o imatone o yishibut kakoyiz shakinyen chol olo not yishibut kakoyiz o imecher o imatone o yishayres. Why do they have to mention shibut kakoyiz shakinyen chol olo o imitalto shakinyen? And then the whole bush shakinyen chol olo o imitalto tends to imply that a shibut can be affected and mitautoli fukin yisud. That's a bit chidush. I don't know the limbokia for that aloha. Thank you. Now the Gemara, it's mentioned to the Rambam in Perek Tresnu Chasmalu Veleve, Halacha Beis. But it's a Gemara, the Mokeo is a Gemara in Rabaska Gatman Dal. In Kol Advorim Perek Tresnu Chasmalu Veleve Halacha Beis. In Kol Advorim Amurim El Dikarak, Avala Mitalfulim in Alema Chais. After Mitalfulim Shehoyu Veleve Shalobo, Shemochon Vishaite, Eibal Chifte Lefeson. So in other words, so there is no shibut amitalfon. Hiknal balchiv mikol amitalfon al gav karke sheyeshle liyesi rifam in hakeir hari zeteirei meisar amitalfon vihu sheyichtiv li bishtar chive sheyizimoch amitalfon sheyeshli al gav karke sheyeshli shaloi kas machtu shaloi kdiv sashtot. So in other words, the only way to affect the shibut and mitaltolin is by being mishamed mitaltolin agav hakoyes. So the only way to affect the shibut and mitaltolin is by explicitly mentioning that he is mishamed mitaltolin agav hakoyes. But not talking yesudah. Where is there? The mokia for this halach in the Rambam, the Tres halach beis, is the more daf memdalet on the beis. So, bilei chushdil ma'akne mitaltolin agav mikakoy. So it seems from this Gemara that that's the only way you can impose a shibut upon mitaltolin by being mishavid mitaltolin agav kakoyis. And here Rashi says, on shibut kakoyis shakinyan cholol boi mitaltolin. So as if it is a double portion that you can mishavid mitaltolin. You can mishavid mitaltolin, and it's not mashma that Rashi means his chaimes. If Rashi had meant his chaimes, so Rashi should say, oh, his chaimes, just because he agrees with the second Roshi in Teitzes Perek Havalpi that his chaimes is only chal if he has the chosi, but the ischai, the king and sudar is chal and his chaimes. So we have to say that Rashi means something else. In other words, he doesn't mean his chaimes. And the second Roshi in Teitzes in Perek Havalpi doesn't mean that the king and sudar, that his chaimes for king and sudar is takes effect by the king sudar being chal on the shibut. Because no, there cannot be a shibut. Rav Natan says that there cannot be a shibut nechosi without the shibut. This is how Rav Natan explains Shmuel's memory. Hamicha shachinu chaveret because I will moch limoch. So Rav Natan explains it as follows. Because when somebody borrows money from another person, if Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, so then there are two shibudim. There is a shibudim. First of all, Ruben is personally indebted to Shimon to pay the $1,000, and then a shibud nechosi, under nechosi. So when somebody, if Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, Shimon is a malve, and Ruben is a leve, and then Shimon sells the note. He sells it to Levi, he cannot sell the personal indebtedness. It's not shayach to transfer personal indebtedness. He can only transfer the shibud nechosi. This is capable of being transferred. But the personal indebtedness that between Ruben and Shimon cannot be transferred. This is personal. Ruben borrowed from Shimon, so he became personally indebted to Shimon. Shimon cannot change the indebtedness, so what can he be makne? He can be makne only the shibud nechosin that Shimon has and Ruben's nechosin, but not the shibud aguf that Shimon has and Ruben. So you ask, if he cannot change, he cannot transfer the shibud aguf, how can there be a shibud nechosin without the shibud aguf? That's true. There couldn't be a shibud nechosin and shibud aguf. There is no such thing as a shibud nechosin in a vacuum. Shibud nechosin has to be for a certain indebtedness. The nechosim are mishubet for something. Not somebody has a shibut and nechosim. One can have a shibut and nechosim to collect a shibut aguf, to collect the debt. But without a shibut aguf backing the shibut nechosim, there is no such thing. So that's true. But the one lady can acquire a shibut and the nechosim of Ruvein for the shibut aguf, for the indebtedness that Ruvein owes Shimon. But when Shimon transfers, the Chayiv to Levi, he is only able to transfer the Shibut Nechosi. that he has on the chosim of Ruvain, but not the shibud that shibud aguf that he has against Ruvain. That he cannot transfer. But as long as there is a shibud aguf between Ruvain and Shimon, so Levi can acquire the shibud nechosim for the shibud aguf that exists between Ruvain and Shimon. But if he's meichel, so then the shibud aguf is poka between Ruvain and Shimon. So meila it's not shayach to have a shibud nechosim in a vacuum. So in other words, so it's not shayach to say just a shibud nechosim to be machno a shibud nechosim. There couldn't be a shibud nechosim without a shibud aguf. So what does Rashi? So the question is, what does the second Rashi in Ksuves hold? I mean, he said the second Rashi says that in Achaname, if the chosim does not have any money and in the chosim, he couldn't be mischayim himself real victory. Why not? And when he does have nechosim, so the king Sudar is chalam is chayves, not on the nechosim, not on the nechosim, because if the king Sudar wouldn't be chalam is chayves, how could the king Sudar affect the shibud nechosim? They couldn't. Rambam the Tam says there is no such thing a shibud nechosim without a shibud aguf. There has to be a shibud nechosim for something. But the pshat, I think, the pshat in the second Rosh in Sudar's great apple is that Elochaname, the king in Sudea is chal and the Shimdaku. How do we know that through king in Sudea you can be mishayv yourself? That's two expressions in the Pasuk in Rus. Vizoi satudo bi Yisrael, kayem kodomo. Vishol avishnale, vinosan reyu, kayem kodomo. So, vishol avishnale, vinosan reyu, that implies the halacha that you can be makne something for king Yisudah. Likayim kodomo means you can affect his chayves, obligations. That's likayim kodomo, so it's two separate psukim. So the king Yisudah is halam his chayves, but the second version holds, what does shibud aguf mean? What does his chayves mean? I become personally indebted. What does it mean, personally? What does that mean? So if there had been a halacha that when one owes a debt to somebody else, then he's mechuyev to be mechazal apsochim, to collect, to work hard in order to raise the money and pay the debt, then it would be shayach that the king and suda should be chal, should affect his chaimes, even if he's penniless. But the halacha is that if somebody is a malchay, he cannot be forced to work or to go or to be mechazal apsochim in order to pay up. There is no such halacha. Suppose somebody owes another person $1 million. So Beis Din cannot force him to work. He's lazy. He doesn't want to work. He wants to live on relief. And he owes people $1 million. Beis Din cannot force him to work and to raise the money. Even if it is a known fact that by working a few hours a day, he'll be able to raise the money. He's not mechuyev. So what does shibud aguf mean? Shibud aguf means he has to pay. What does it mean he has to pay? Just in a vacuum, I have to pay. I have to pay out of what? If there had been halacha in shibud aguf that when a person borrows money from another person, so he is mechuyev to be mechazal apsochim, to pay out the debt, or to work in order to pay out the debt. So then the second Moshe Tesis would also agree that even if a person is penniless, he still can be become a king and be mishayev himself, let's say, $1,000 or mei litri. Because that's the halacha of the kayim kodomo. But in view of the fact that when somebody is hired money to another person, and if he doesn't have any nechosim, he cannot be forced to raise that money, let's say, to ask for matones, to work. So what does it mean shibud aguf? What does it mean shibud aguf? Just theoretically is mechuyev. Just abstractly is mechuyev. No, shibud aguf means that he is obligated to pay out of the nechosim he possesses. If he has no nechosim. So what does it mean? He's mechuyev to pay. To pay what? Out of what? Out of his group. If he's a galva, out of lawyer, he's penniless. So it's not shayach to say he's mechuyev. So Rabbi Eliyahu also agrees that shibud aguf means to pay out of nechosim he possesses. There is only there is only one, there is all the Rishonim agree that in respect to all chayvus, a person is not mechuyev to work in order to fulfill the chayv. There is the all the Rishonim agree. There is a machlekes Rishonim in respect to the tnoi iksum. So some Rishonim say, since in the iksum it's mentioned, v'ani ha'panoach falach ve'eki, ve'afanis v'sichi l'chi giyut hazbut v'nidoyim, the zonim mufanis and Rishonim v'kutshto. That's also the shita of Rabbi Yo. That happens to be Rabbi Yo. There is a machlekes Rishonim. So Rabbi Yo's shita is that this is the only chayv where a person could be forced by Bezdin to work. Let's say, suppose he has a wife. He's mechuyev mizeinus, but he's lazy, he doesn't want to work. He can work and support his wife. But he says, no, I prefer to sleep all day. I don't want to work. So some Rishonim say he cannot be forced. Because it's like a chayv that the person owes because he borrowed money. He cannot be forced to work or to collect in order to pay out the chayv. But there are Rishonim, Rabbi Yo, other Rishonim, who say this is the only chayv. But any other chayv, and then in regard to kibbutz, so there are also Rishonim who say that's not, so he's mechuyev even to be mechazal apsochim. If he's mechuyev to be mechazal apsochim to support his father and mother, so he certainly is mechuyev to work in order to support his father. But except for these two obligations, so there is no chayv, there is no obligation incumbent upon anyone who is personally indebted to somebody else to work in order to pay the debt, or to collect in order to pay the debt. If he has the chosid, so he has to pay out of the chosid. So that's it. So Rabbi Yo also agrees. Rabbi Yo was only in regard to the chayv of Mizeinus, because I'm a falach leitia. But any other chayv, or any other chayv, if you borrow money, you leave it, is mechuyev. So Rabbi Yo also agrees that he's only mechuyev to pay if he has money. If he has the chosid. If he doesn't have the chosid, he's not mechuyev to pay. Of course, suppose he has assets, he has real estate, but he has no cash. He has no cash. You know, we approach certain people, millionaires, for a donation for a yeshiva, let's say $500, they'll tell you they are penniless. They have millions of dollars in real estate, this, that. Cash they don't have. So that doesn't mean if a person doesn't have cash, but he has the chosid, so of course he's mechuyev.